Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Final Fan Friday of this 2016-2017 Premier League season with Jay and Mickey. Morning to you, gents.
Morning, fellas.
Morning, boys.
That feels like it's been a quick season. Jay, let's start with you. Have you enjoyed your season?
I'll let you know on Sunday, because this is massive now for Liverpool. I mean, we said at the start of the season the minimum aim was to get back into that top four in Champions League for next season. And we're on course for that, and we've just got to get the 3 points on Sunday. So, to answer your question, I'll let you know on Sunday.
So it's only enjoyed if they get in. Mickey, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think, to be honest, it's an improvement, isn't it, for us on last year. Obviously, you know, the last couple of years have been a disaster. Ronald Koeman's come in, and I think his objective was to get us back into Europe. And that's what he's done. You know, I think seventh place probably is, you know, the highest that we probably would have been able to be, you know, looking at this year. And as I say, I think he's come in and done a decent job. Our home form has been great. Obviously, is our away form is something that that hopefully we need to address in next year.
Right, so Liverpool-Middlesbrough at the weekend. The Reds shouldn't really need Everton to help them out here, Jay.
You know what? If you look at the last three home games, Liverpool have struggled against sides who, you know, obviously not the greatest of teams. Bournemouth at home 2-2, Crystal Palace at home we lost 2-1, and Southampton at home 0-0. So you can't take nothing for granted in this game, and Liverpool have struggled to break teams down in the past, and I'm pretty sure when you look at Middlesbrough, they're probably going to come and be quite defensive, aren't they? If you look at them this season, they haven't conceded loads of goals really for the team that are going to be relegated. It's just they haven't scored too many. So I can't see it being an easy game, in the sense that, you know, they're going to try and keep it tight, and the onus is on Liverpool to try and break them down. You can't take anything for granted, really, because, you know, it's not like we're blowing teams away the way we were earlier on in the season when we had Sadio Mane in the side. We haven't got him, have we? But, you know, last weekend against West Ham was fantastic, and if Liverpool can put in a similar type of performance, then we should be fine.
Well, that was the perfect game to go into this one off, wasn't it? The players should be relaxed, Jay.
Well, yeah, he sort of like changed the system a little bit, and I think starting Daniel Sturridge, I mean, you know, he's had a season really to regret, hasn't he, really, because he's been in and out the side, he's been injured quite a bit, and he's been on the bench quite a lot. But, you know, he's obviously quality when he's fit and he's available to play, and that proved the case, didn't it, against West Ham. He scored the opening goal, fantastic ball by Philip Coutinho, who basically ran the show and scored two goals of his own. But I thought Sturridge being in the side did help Liverpool, and it enabled Liverpool to sort of like pick them apart really a little bit more. His movement's really good, isn't it? And obviously Origi scored the goal as well, which should hopefully give him a little bit of confidence going into this game. But like I say, I don't want to get to the stage where, you know, half an hour gone 0-0, get to half time 0-0, an hour gone 0-0, and then it's going to be squeaky bum time, isn't it? But let's hope we can get an early goal and do things easy for the change.
And I'm not sure what the situation with Roberto Firmino is, whether that would affect whether Daniel Sturridge plays or not. But Roberto, have you got any clue whether he's fit enough to play in this game?
He just hasn't been right, has he, for the last 2 or 3 weeks, to be honest. And I think it's probably been a mistake playing him in some of these games because he's not been 100%. And I don't think now, after beating West Ham 4-0 in the manner that we did and the opportunities that we created, I just think even if he does become available for the game, I think he should just go with the same 11 and Firmino on the bench if he's fit enough to make the bench.
Mickey, we all know how much the Golden Boot means to strikers. We've heard Aldo and Sharpie talking about it on the Legends before. Romelu Lukaku, heading into this weekend, I think probably felt pretty comfortable with his own situation. Goal ahead of Alexis Sanchez, two ahead of Harry Kane. And then you see the ruthlessness of Kane last night, and he's two ahead of Rom now, who must be a little bit disheartened by that.
Yeah, I would imagine that he wasn't expecting Harry Kane to slot four goals last night. But, you know, if you're being honest, Steve, it's been his own fault, because he's been off the boil for the last, I would say, about the last 4 weeks. Not just him, but I suppose the whole Everton team. I think once they realised that they couldn't go any higher or any lower in the league, they do seem to have been applying the sun cream a little bit early. And I think Rob has been a bit guilty of that. You know, although we haven't created many chances for him, his performances have been very lethargic. And as I say, we, you know, against the lesser teams, the likes of your Swanseas, your Watfords and that, you would expect him to be scoring a few goals. And he's done it before, to be honest. He's got previous in this. you know, where he starts off like a house on fire, but the last couple of weeks of the season, he does fade. But as you say, I don't think he was expecting Harry Kane to score four last night.
So for both of you, who are the best three strikers in the Premier League in order for you? Let's start with you, Mickey. So give us your top three.
OK, now listen, do you want my unbiased three or my biased three?
No, an unbiased three.
Right, OK. OK, top draw for me is Aguero. I just think he's absolutely super.
So he's the best, even though he's not finishing top with the goals?
Yeah, because I just don't think he hasn't had the best season this year. I think he's struggled with injuries as well. But everything about Aguero for me is just a goal machine.
Well, I suppose I'm talking about who are the best strikers this season. Does the goal tally reflect who the best strikers are?
Not necessarily. You know, because you've got to look at sort of... Oh, a striker's main objective, obviously, is to score goals. But you've got to look at what else he brings to the party as well. And for me, Aguero does that. I also think Alexis Sanchez is up there as well. He sort of went off a little bit of form, didn't he, halfway through the season. I think he was a bit unsettled as to whether he was going to be staying or leaving Arsenal. But obviously the last couple of weeks, he's been dynamite, hasn't he? He's found the net quite often. And probably Harry Kane for me as well. I wouldn't have Rom in there. I think Rom's attitude has been a little bit slack this year. He's been brilliant for us. You know, he's been banging the goals in and that. But it's what else that he brings to the party, which is not that much. His movement and his work rate is not the best. So for me, I wouldn't have Lukaku in the top three, mate.
You'd have Aguero, Sanchez, Kane. What about you, Jay?
I'd have to agree with Mickey. I wouldn't have Lukaku in the top three at all. I mean, I know he was up until last night, he was the leading goal scorer. But, you know, what you've got to realise is Harry Kane's now, I think he's played 10 less games this season than Lukaku. He's had two injuries this season and he's now scored two more goals. I think he's like the complete centre-forward, really. He's a throwback to the Alan Shearer days for me, and I think he's an absolutely outstanding talent. I think he's the same age as Lukaku as well, and there's talk that Everton won 100 million for Lukaku, so they won 100 million for Lukaku. What price had he came? It's just become insane now, the money in football, hasn't it? And, you know, like Mickey said there, Alexis Sanchez is just fantastic, and he's like an all-round centre-forward. He creates as well as scores. His movement's just amazing. He works really hard for the team. Yeah, people have questioned his attitude in terms of he sulks a little bit, but I liken him a little bit to Luis Suarez, and I'm gutted Liverpool a couple of years ago never made him a priority in terms of when Suarez was going to Barcelona. Liverpool should have made sure that Sanchez was part of the deal for me. And then other than that, yeah, you can't go too far wrong with Aguero. I mean, the problem with Aguero, he's a fantastic goal scorer. The only thing with him is he suffers a lot with injuries. He normally gets two or three injuries during the season. So when it comes to fantasy football, you can't really trust him putting him in your team. But no, I think Harry Kane's the top scorer and he's the main man for me.
I agree on the Sanchez front. It's a shame Liverpool didn't get him. If he wants to leave Arsenal this summer, do you just see him going to a different European side? Or will an English club be in with a shout, Jay?
I think the likes of Chelsea and Man City have certainly got a chance of getting Sanchez. I mean, he spoke recently that he likes it in this country, and obviously he probably likes the money as well, doesn't he, Steve? And if someone's going to give him close to 300 grand a week, he may well get it in this country off City or Chelsea. So I think they'd be like high on the list to get him. As regards Liverpool getting him, I think that ship sailed.
Team selection for this weekend. Jay, what are we expecting for the Reds?
I'd just go with what we did against West Ham. I mean, they always say, don't change your winning side. And if Liverpool have got no injuries going into the game, which I don't think they have from that starting 11, I don't see any reason why we should change it. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of Divock Origi, but, you know, ultimately he was part of a team that won 4-0. He had another opportunity there where the keeper made a good save. He also hit the bar in that game as well as his goal. So I don't see any reason to change it. And as I say, don't think Firmino's 100% fit. So I think if he makes the bench, that'll be decent.
I sense you're feeling a bit nervous, Jay.
Yeah, of course, because, you know, last weekend I was very, very nervous because I just didn't really fancy us to go to West Ham and get a result. And I was proved totally wrong. And as I said before, you can't take anything for granted. Our last three home games are proof of that. So, you know, Liverpool haven't got a great record at Anfield the last couple of games, and Middlesbrough are going to come. They're obviously going to come and park the bus. And like I say, if Liverpool don't get an early goal, you know, it's sort of like the nerves will get from the fans onto the pitch to the players. So, you know, I'd say take nothing for granted, but hopefully we'll get a victory.
Mickey, what does Ronald Koeman do with his side?
probably same again, to be honest, Steve. You know, I think we're going there. Again, it's got to be nothing to play for. I think the natives might be a bit restless there if they don't qualify for Champions League. But hopefully, as I say, Rom's got a bit of an incentive there to try and catch Harry Kane. You know, what I'll say in Rom's defence there with the three strikers that we just mentioned.
Sorry, so you just cut off at the very end, Mickey. Sorry, go on.
The strikers that we've just mentioned, is that all Rom goals have been from open play. He doesn't take penalties, whereas the three that we've mentioned there are all penalty takers. So, you've got to sort of give him a little bit of credit for that. But, yeah, I think same again. And if we can come away from there with a draw, I think, it would be a decent result for us.
Go on, give us a prediction then. You'd like a draw, but will they get a draw, Everton?
Yeah, 3-3 and three goals for Romelu Lukaku.
Jay?
You know what? My favourite scoreline all season. I think it will be squeaky bum time. At stages during the game, I think Middlesbrough will get a goal, but I think Liverpool are just about doing it, and we'll win 2-1.
Steve Hoddesell's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.